From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Caudette. For anyone who follows the Idaho legislature, the Eye on Boise blog is an invaluable tool to keep up with Idaho politics. The Eye can be found online at the Idaho Press, and the reporter behind it, Betsy Russell, often writes dozens of blog posts every day when the legislature is in session. The rest of the year, Betsy keeps up on every other aspect of Idaho news. Well, last month, Betsy made some news of her own when she announced that she's retiring after nearly 40 years covering Idaho politics, though she will still do a little part-time work for the Idaho Press. And Betsy is joining us now to talk about this. Betsy, it is so good to have you on the show.
Thanks, Gemma.
I must tell you, Betsy, I had to read that announcement a couple of times to let it sink in that you were retiring. I mean, this is... I'm sure for you, it's a long time coming. I think for a lot of us, Betsy, it is. I mean, you will be so greatly missed and your expertise, but I'm curious about how you started covering Idaho politics.
Well, my first job out of graduate school in 1986, after I got my master's degree in journalism from Columbia University, after having been a reporter in California for about 5 years for different papers, was as a city hall reporter for the Idaho Statesman. And there I covered then Mayor Dirk Kempthorne and all the goings on in the city of Boise. And I was first trained on the beat by my predecessor in that role, Dan Popke. And I had a lot of fun covering Idaho politics. And then I moved up to covering the legislature. And then I moved up to being an assistant city editor. Then I moved up to the spokesman review, and I was always covering a lot of the same issues. When I joined the spokesman review, I was their Idaho editor in Coeur d'Alene, and I supervised our coverage of the legislature, which I had previously done myself. And after 5 years up there, they sent me back down here to be their Boise bureau chief, and I covered the legislature for them for 22 years. And then about 5 years ago, I was recruited by the Idaho Press because the newspaper that previously was the Idaho Press Tribune in Canyon County was expanding into Ada County. And they hired me as their Boise bureau chief as we expanded to be a full Treasure Valley newspaper covering both Ada and Canyon counties. And I have had a heck of a lot of fun since I've been there, still covering the same stuff.
So what kept you coming back to Idaho politics, and in particular, the legislature itself?
Well, I mean, as a reporter, it's sources and relationships that allow you to do your job. So once you start building them, that's where your strength lies. that's where you can build expertise. And so it was just what I did.
So you always seem to know, I think truly, Betsy, what's happening at the State House. And if any of us, you know, even have a question, it's just ask Betsy. I mean, you know, you have this knowledge and it's really just historical context because you've been covering this for as long as you have. But how in the world do you keep track of it all?
Well, I have to say it is much, much easier today than it was years ago. And there's a reason for that. Nowadays, thanks to Idaho Public Television, every single legislative committee hearing, every single floor session is streamed live online. Anybody can watch that anywhere in the state. All of the committee agendas are posted online. You can find out what's coming up and you can watch it as it happens. That did not used to be the case. It used to be a lot harder to track what was going on in the Idaho legislature. You also can pull up and read on the internet any bill and find out who voted what way on it, and who the original sponsor was, and all kinds of other information. And so it started out hard, and it took reporting skills and relationships and digging for documents, and now it's a lot easier. And practically anybody can watch what's going on in the Idaho legislature. Plus, unlike many states, we have actually seen coverage of our legislature and state politics increase in recent years, while a lot of states have seen it decrease, and I am thrilled about that.
Okay, but I want to give people a visual picture of you at the State House during the session. Because for folks who haven't been there, you may not be aware. First up, Betsy, you must log probably 10 to 15 miles a day just walking, because you go from hearing to hearing. Betsy's got, she's always got her laptop with her. and you walk in, you sit down, and you just listen, and you're typing the whole time. And the next thing I know when I've been in there is I'm, you know, listening and I'm trying to, you know, just kind of parse everything out. You've published a blog post about what's going on. And this happens all day long, every day during the session. I mean, it is truly, Betsy, impressive to watch. I mean, how did you get this down to truly just such a science to be able to do this?
It was really just by doing it. So the Spokesman Review asked me to launch the Eye on Boise blog in 2004. And at that time, pretty much nobody knew what a blog was, including me. And I discovered it was, you know, a different way to approaching coverage rather than working all day on your story, filing it by deadline, and having it come out the next morning in the newspaper. And it was, I guess, kind of addicting. I've done it so much that I feel uncomfortable if my blog's not up to date.
I love that.
My counterpart over in the state of Washington, Jim Camden, told me at one point, gonna have to face it, you're addicted to blog. But it is addicting to know what's going on and let people know. And it's fun. And I have enjoyed it.
And Betsy, you're the longtime president of the Idaho Press Club. You've also been, I think, a tireless defender of openness in government, including defending our state's Sunshine Law. Why did that become such a passion of yours?
Well, of course, it is key to the job of a reporter who covers government that government follows the laws that require it to be open and make its information available to the public. So coming into it as a reporter was a natural cause for me. This openness in government is something I need to do my job. But I very quickly learned that it was a lot more than that. And really, I went into journalism for idealistic reasons. I studied political science in college, and I thought that, you know, the more I learned about our system of government, the more important it seemed that the people be informed about what their government is doing. Otherwise, we don't really have representative democracy. What we really have is an oligarchy, people in power putting stuff over on the masses. Well, that's not how our government's supposed to work. And so keeping people informed is essential to democracy and to a representative democracy form of government. And that's why it matters to me, and it continues to matter to me. And it will still matter to me after I'm retired.
Okay, so I'm curious, what are some of your favorite stories that you covered over your career, or stories that stick out?
There are so many. So there was my first investigative story for The Statesman in the 80s on covering bidding law violations at the Western Idaho Fair, which won me my first investigative reporting award. There were lots of stories that I broke when I covered then Congressman, and she preferred the title Congressman, Helen Chenoweth, including her statement in response to a question from me that the reason Idaho is so white is because, quote, the warm climate community just hasn't found the colder climate that attractive. There was my 1997 prison series, which documented how at that time, four crimes that weren't even felonies in most states accounted for nearly a quarter of Idaho's prison population. And that led to major reforms. My 2002 AdWatch story about a false claim about retirement benefits for former congressmen from a Democratic candidate who was challenging then-Senator Larry Craig led that candidate to pull the ad and apologize. That was kind of gratifying. My investigation into then state representative Phil Hart, a tax protester who illegally logged state endowment land to build his log home in North Idaho, then later lost the home to the IRS for unpaid back taxes, and who attempted to assert legislative privilege four times in the 6 years he served as a legislator, attempting to delay his prosecution on state and federal tax charges. Back then, he faced an ethics hearing and lost re-election in 2012. Now this year, he is back. He is a new Idaho state senator this year. Covering major court cases in state and federal court, including the Sami al-Hussein terrorism trial, which gave me a unique experience of finding out that my blog was being read by people all over the world, including in Saudi Arabia, and Idaho Supreme Court cases on everything from school funding to voter initiative rights. And then a ton of stories for the Idaho Press in the past 5 years, including stories setting the record straight about the real impact of complex proposed legislation and ballot proposals on Idaho taxes and the state budget, and those are complex issues, My story on how Senator Jim Risch was approaching his role as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which resulted from my sole reporting trip to Washington, D.C. since graduate school. my Sunday column in July about why Wayne Hoffman is wrong and real journalism is essential. My June story on how four Idaho governors helped marginalize neo-Nazis in our state and the challenge facing current Idaho state leaders. And my 2018 story about how Bogus Basin finally managed to install snowmaking after years of struggles over water rights and why that was a huge game changer. And this year's record early opening stems from that.
And we should note, Betsy, that you'll be doing some skiing this winter, right? Maybe during the weekday?
I will indeed. So for more than a quarter century, I have not been able to ski on weekdays because of the timing of the Idaho legislature. So that is definitely my number one priority in retirement right off, to ski on weekdays.
I love it. Okay. Are you going to miss covering the session at all? I mean, or is it time to just like take a breath and have some downtime?
I think it's time to take a breath. I am going to take this winter off, although I will still be doing some part-time work for the Idaho Press in the future. I am thinking of hopefully playing kind of a dirt cutter type role, stepping in when needed to mentor our younger players and help them along, and then going back to skiing and windsurfing.
Okay. See, that's the best of both worlds there. And there's going to be a party in January to celebrate your retirement, correct?
That's right. The Idaho Press will be hosting a party. It will be in downtown Boise the second week of January. The details haven't been yet announced, but they are coming, and it's open to all.
Well, Betsy, I have to say the legislative session will not be the same without you, but best of luck in retirement. And I know that this will not be the last time we hear from you or the last time you're on our show, but I promise we won't bug you over the winter. I mean, unless there's something really big, then we're going to bug you.
Well, I have to say, I have great faith in my successor at the Idaho Press, who is Laura Guido, currently the city editor of the Idaho Press. She is being promoted to assistant managing editor / Boise bureau chief, and she will be covering the session. She has covered the Washington legislature before and is an experienced reporter, and she will be writing the Eye on Boise blog starting in January.
All right. Betsy, so good to have you on the program. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.